Now I'm joined in the studio by some lovely men. That wasn't me making that noise. I'm joined in the studio by Milton and Farouk. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Michelle.
It's good Richie and Bill.
Good morning.
I'm looking at you in the wrong direction then. Yeah. Now, you have been in before. I know you've been on Bob's show and you have been on my show previously in different guises.
Different hat
on today. We're missing the main man who's a little bit crazy, who's not here today.
Right.
McKenna.
Yeah, you won't. You know the one.
Oh, sure.
You know,
yeah.
The one that came in last time with the false moustache. I was like, why are you wearing the false moustache? Because I felt like it was fine. right. You know, it's a bit strange, but never mind. Yeah. Now, Milton and Farouk, how long have you guys actually known? Before we start, we're going to play some tracks. We've got three songs. No rush, nice and easy today. How long have you guys actually known each other?
What do you reckon, Bill?
Known each other quite a few years.
Over the years, but I've only been playing together with Bill for about 4 years, Bill?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, four or five years. Yeah. But we knew each other, you know, before that. Yeah.
And when did you start off writing music? I mean, how old were you when you first got interested in music? If you ask you, Richie, first, and what sort of music did you grow up with and artists and stuff?
Michelle, that's a long while ago, isn't it?
I suppose,
really, when I was about 11 or something like that, I was, like, started getting, like, keen on music.
Mm.
And, I'm trying to think who was around at that time. I used to keep it in my book, like, you know, who was in the charts and stuff like that. And it was the Beatles and, you know, Stones. I started going mad on the Stones and got interested in the blues and stuff like that, you know.
And did you start playing guitar when you were 11, or did you have the guitar before that?
Yeah, well, because my dad played guitar, see?
Oh, right,
He would do the cowboy sort of things, you know. And sing all them songs. So, like, that got me interested in the guitar, and there's always a guitar in the house. And my brother was in a group as well.
Yeah.
So,
Was it kind of skiffly, would you say? Sort of skiffle type stuff?
Yeah, my brother was in a skiffle type group. Yeah.
I'd like a washboard.
Yeah.
I really would.
Yeah.
I would.
Will you wash my socks?
Yeah. No, I don't do that. Right, Bill, how old were you when you first got interested in music, and when did you first pick up the guitar?
I think I've always been interested in music. I picked up the guitar. My brother was in a skiffle, not a band
not yours
as such, but they used to get together, you know, and sort of him and his mates used to come around, and he had a guitar, and there used to be great big arguments because I used to pick up his guitar and have little practices, and he would scream out, "He's been touching my guitar again," you know, and then I eventually bought one, which I've still got that same guitar I bought for £3.
Yeah. What a cheapskate.
Yeah, still playing it today. This is the one. Yeah. And I must change the strings one day. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have a bit of rust in the studio.
besides
the presenter. Yeah. Now, you've got a CD. We're going to be listening to the Hammersmith and City Line track. But before we do that, you're going to start us off with a track.
So tell
us all about it. I'll just rush that on to you. Just
what, a live one there?
Yeah,
Michelle?
Yeah.
Well, we like to keep it a bit typical.
Topical.
Topical or tropical?
You can be typical, I'll be topical.
Tropical is good. So what's it going to be, Bill? Tropical or typical?
So we've got a new song. We're trying to get a new album together, so we're sort of writing some new stuff. So this is one of the new songs on the new album, another album.
Yeah.
It's a heartbreaking song, actually.
It is.
Pulling all the boozers down.
That is heartbreaking. This is great. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you listen to this, within a minute you'll be joining in on the chorus. It's excellent. Here we go.
They're pulling all the boozers down. They're pulling all the boozers down. Chose you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the boozers down. Well, that's another part of England gone. Another part of England gone. Each and every day while they're chipping away till another part of England's gone. Yeah, they're pulling all the boozers down. They're pulling all the boozers down. Shows you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the boozers down. Gone is the old Britannia, gone is the rose and the crown, gone is the old King Ned, pulling the bull and the old red cow. Pulling all the boozers down, they're pulling all the boozers down. Shows you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the boozers down.
Hey, got it.
oak is dead. The heart of oak is dead. You'll hear the death knell with every loud spell. Yeah, the heart of oak is dead. Yeah, the pulling of the booze is down. The pulling of the booze is down. Shows you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the business down. Yeah, gone is the old Britannia. Yeah, gone is the rose and the crown. Yeah, gone is the old king dead. Pull a bull in the old red cow.
Red cow, oh, they're pulling all the business down.
Pulling all the business down. Shows you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the boozers down. Yeah, they're pulling all the boozers down, down, down. Pulling all the boozers down. Shows you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the boozers down. Yeah, shows you, my friend, the state the country's in when they're pulling all the boozers down.
You can clap yourselves. Hey. You can clap as well, but you've only got one. Hey. So it's not got me crowd in the studio. That is brilliant. That is Milton.
Oh, my marvellous. Oh.
Yeah, get back the crowds. Right, Milton and Farrow, where are you playing at the moment? What sort of gigs are you doing?
We're doing all sorts, but unfortunately...
in the microphone.
They're pulling all the boozers down. So, because it's funny, isn't it, Bill? Like, I mean, although, like, we've been lucky enough in our long careers to play some very nice places, you know, theatres and that, big festivals and all that, basically the bread and butter of it all was playing in boozers.
Yeah.
And the clubs, workmen's clubs as well, you know. Yeah. And, you know, they're all shutting down now, aren't they?
One by one.
It's a bit difficult. So now you can see us in, we do restaurants.
Well, we're doing a restaurant on the 14th.
Valentine's Day. Very nice. A bit of Francais Le Mans.
It's a French restaurant.
It's a French restaurant.
Whereabouts?
In the Barbican.
Lovely.
Yeah. And it's called... what's it called? Maison des Chabras.
We've only played it about six times.
It's in the barbecue. Just look at the barbecue.
And we're playing there. And where else we got Bill?
Well,
posh hotels as well. We do now as well.
Mentioned Hotel. We do that quite regularly. That's one of our regular ones.
Yeah.
That's in Elms Court.
Sunday afternoons. We do the Phoenix Club. At the moment, for this month, they've all shut down. Shut down, but then we're not working.
Yeah, no music for January or February.
And we do a thing in Leytonstone.
Yeah,
a cabaret
do afternoon
thing.
Tea dances.
Afternoon
cabaret.
Yeah,
we're doing all that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of the month. We've got that one again.
So you're doing lots of gigs.
We've been very lucky.
Like December, we were sort of all over the place. It was all over the place.
Did you hear the accent? I went, it's all that beer, innit? That's my radio voice. Right, it's 11:40. Just got to do a quick bit of travel, then we're coming back with the guys for more live music in the studio. You're right there. I hope you didn't catch a square word, did I? No, it's
fine. Sorry, Michelle. It's all right. Oh, we're back on, Bill.
I should really say something. There should be a light. There's a light outside the door to say we're on air. There's not one in here.
Shall I stand outside?
I'll go and have a look.
Right, now you've got this album, New Tracks, An Old Road.
Down an old road.
A Milton and Farrow Skiffle and Blues Band. So all the songs on here, they're all original songs. So you've got 14 tracks, all of them.
Yeah.
We find it's easier to record our own stuff on albums rather than trying.
Because we can't learn other people's songs.
Well, they never play ours, so we don't play theirs.
So, I mean, because the thing, that's just one, pulling all the boozers down. It sticks in you, as I said, it sticks in your head after about a minute. And if you're in the pub, you must have people just joining in and singing along to stuff.
The first time out for that
song. That's a new one out.
That's a little tryout.
So, give us an idea about all the tracks on here, because I know we're going to be playing a track in a minute.
Yeah.
And you know, today is the Tube Strike.
Yeah, it was definitely a tube show.
Tell us about, you've got, it was 150, I remember, where is it? Got my bit of paper.
This year is the 150th anniversary of the Underground.
And you've got a track called Hammersmith and City Line.
Hammersmith and City Line, yeah. That's one of our tunes.
Are you interested in trains at all? Is that where you've got your kind of...
I'll tell you what it is, Michelle, because like we do like blues and skiffle,
yep.
As you probably know, like a lot of the skiffle tunes, like the Freight Train and all that, yep. Lot, and Rock Island Line, they're all about trains.
Yeah.
So we said, well, we're London skifflers. We write one about the London Underground. Yeah. So hence we got the Hammersmith and City Line.
Have you ever done busking? You ever been down there to do busking back in the day? I mean, now you've got to get a licence, haven't you?
Yeah, but,
you know.
Not on the Underground, I haven't. But I've been on the street.
Yeah. what is it like? Because I've never done busking. Is it quite a hard sort of slog? I always give people money if they're busking because I think you want to get out. Yeah, because it's hard.
Well, me and Bill be just outside.
I've got petrol money. I've got 50 pence to give you. So the next track we're going to do is the one you've written, Hammersmith and City Line. Is this off the?
Yeah, that'd be nice. And then we're going to album,
and then we'll have another little chat, and then we're going to finish on a song we can all join in with as well.
Bash smashing.
Okay, excellent. Right, here we go. It's 11:44. You're in the studio with me. You're not. You're out. Side listening, I've lost it today. Milton and Farrow, here we go. This is Hammersmith and City Line.
City line, we're going home.
Milne and Furrow with Hammersmith and City Line. The guys will be back after the ads. 11:48 on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Tom. That must have been, that did sound a bit weird, didn't it? Like, if you're feeling a little bit, hey, at 4:15 on Saturday, get down to the church.
Your wedding vows.
And we're all joining in, with that one. They says, do you know what? I keep going to call you Richie and Bill, and I have to say it's Milton and Farrow, and I get confused. I want to ask you guys, which is a question I don't normally ask musicians, but what is, you are musicians, so what is the best thing about being a musician and what is the worst thing? We'll start with you, Bill, just to drop you right in it.
the best thing is the fun.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fun, and if it's not fun, I don't want to do it, you know. Mm. Richard, tell you that.
And what's the worst thing about being what's the worst thing about being a musician for you?
What's the worst thing about it's not family, like, it's like you get booked up for a theatre, booked up to go to the theatre or do something, and all of a sudden you get a gig in, and you've got to make your mind up whether to do the gig or, you know, and yep. I always sooner want to do the gig.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrible, isn't it? It does split you down the middle that way, but other than that, a lot of travelling as well. I'm not a great lover of travelling these days, so.
Well, that helicopter that brought you in earlier was fine.
Helicopters.
Richie, what about you?
Oh, I'll pull that in. Well, the best thing for me, being a musician, basically being out and make a living out of something I love doing.
Yeah,
you can't beat that, can you?
Yeah, every day is fun.
And what's
the worst?
Well, not necessarily, but I just...
you don't need any personal problems.
No, just the thought that I can make a few quid by, you know, doing something I love doing.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
And what's the worst thing for you?
Not having enough jobs to make.
that's about it. Have you thought about going on? What do you think of the shows like the X Factor? And is there anything? Would you ever go on a show like that, or is it just not yours?
Strictly Come Dancing, I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'd love to do. I think it's a fantastic show. Yeah, if you're famous,
well, especially with Bill's choreography, I wouldn't be out of missing it.
And it's the leotard he's wearing. That's the silver leotard. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
it's very bright.
Can I see Bill's choreography, by the way?
I don't want to see Bill's choreography, by the way. Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the leotard.
That sort of programme, is it? All right.
Right, we're going to finish on a song, and you can get hold of the album as well, can't you?
Yeah.
So where do you go to get hold of the
iTunes,
album?
iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, if you want a hard copy like that.
And that's down on Old Road, Milton and Farrow, Skiffle and Blues Band. And also you've got your own YouTube channel as well with a video of you.
Yeah,
with
that's what I was going to say about Bill's choreography. It's on display in on YouTube, and it's on the track that you just played earlier, Hammersmith and City Line.
Yep. So if you go onto YouTube, just look up Milton and Farrow and you'll find
to Hammersmith and City Line,
I'm going to have a look at that later.
Yeah. Richie Milton and Bill Farrow.
Yeah. And what sort of dance were you doing on the tube?
Well, it involves a few moves, and Bill, because he's a bit sapped, he can do them, and you'll see me just trying to follow.
Right.
And we have a fabulous guest dancer with us, don't we?
She was serving chips at the time, but she's joining with us. And
And who did the filming again? Who was the guy who did the
filming? Blake Powell.
Yeah.
He's quite well known, Blake, in your muso circles in London, because. He's also got his own record label, which is called Note Music, which mm-hmm. some people might know. And he's an all-round good guy. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, what song are we going to end on today, guys? What are you going to play out with?
Well, we thought we'd go with the rain. So there's an old pubby thing called I Get the Blues When It Rains.
Yes.
So thanks very much. Don't forget, check them out on YouTube. And also, if you want to get the album Down an Old Road, Milton and Farrow, you can check it out on iTunes as well. Thanks very much.
New tracks down an old road.
It's the first bit on there. Who did that? Was that you? No, it's Blake Powell.
We're just
praising him now, we're not. Give him a good kick in. Here we go, live music, Milton and Farrow.
Go on, Bill.
games I can't lose when it rains. Each little raindrop that falls on my window pane keeps on reminding me of tears I've shed in vain. I sit and I wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. You know it rained when I found you, rained when I lost you. That's why I get the blues when it rains. The falls on my window pane keeps on reminding me of tears I've shed in vain. I sit and I wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. You know it rained when I found you, rained when I lost you. That's why I get the blues,
yeah.
Dirty, low-down blues.
Yeah,
why? I get the blues when it rains.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh. See, we've added actually people in the studio now. There's more people clapping.